Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Chav Ches, and we are on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We are into the Mishnayos. These are the Mishnayos, the Mishnah, two Mishnayos in Shas here that talk about the definition of Mamzerus. What creates a Mamzer? Why is this here? Because we were talking about the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah about No Se Chalutzaso, No Se Krovas Chalutzaso. Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, holds that there is Mamzerus from Chai Ve'Lavin. Even just Chai Ve'Lavin, we don't paskin that way. We're going to have the other two sources and shitas in the Mishnah today. So says the Mishnah. I think we're up to Halacha Yud Dalin. Says the Mishnah. Ezeo Mamzer. What is the definition of a Mamzer? Right. How do you translate the word Mamzer? Mumzar. Some Mefarshim say an unusual, like a strange stain. But Ezeo Mamzer. Kol She'er Basar Shubalo Yavo Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds. Any she'er basar, a relative, shu below yavo, that is within an isur daraisa. So that's Rabbi Akiva holds any chai ve'lavin. Any chai ve'lavin creates mamzeris, including, as the last Mishnah said, master grushaso. If a man divorces his wife, she marries somebody in between, then he takes her back. That's an isur daraisa. There's no kares, there's no misa, but that is, any type of isur, obviously only an isur daraisa, not an isur darabanan. But any type of isur daraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, would create mamzeris. The most expansive shita. Shimon Atimni Omer, Kol Shachayav and Olav Kares Bidei Shamayim, Valacha Kidvarav. Shimon Atimni has the middle shita, no, also including Kares. Any chi of Kares and up, and worse, obviously, but Chai Ve'Lavin, that is not what is included. And for the third shita, the most limited shita, Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin like that shita, like chi of Kares and up. Rabbi Yeshua has the most limited shita. Kol shechayav ala Mises Bezdin. More chamor. Mises Bezdin is considered more chamor than Chai Ve'Krisos. Chai Ve'Mises Bezdin, that's the most chamor. And within Chai Ve'Mises Bezdin, we know we have the four misos. So those are the three shitas in the Tanaim. Amar Shimon ben Azai, Masatzi Megillas Yochsim Yerushalayim. I found in an old scroll in Yerushalayim, the Kasaban, it was said in there, Ish Ploni Mamzer, Me'eshas Ish. Eshas Ish is a Chayve Mises Bezdin. L'kayim Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, right, to prove Rabbi Yeshua. Even though the Mishnah earlier had said, Halacha Kedvarav for Shimon HaTimni, but they found this scroll, to back up the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. The Rambam, in, Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, he reflects that Averos, we know the severity of Averos based on punishment. That's one of the ways that we know. That's where the Rambam makes his comment on the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak, where the Mishnah says, well, we don't really know the hierarchy of Averos. And that's why we have to do all of them. Havizar b'mitzvah kala kevachamura. One has to be careful with every mitzvah. Light mitzvahs, what we call light mitzvahs, and heavy mitzvahs. She'ein ato yodea, matan zecharin shel mitzvahs, because you don't know. You don't know which mitzvah in Hashem's eyes is more chamer than others. That's what the Rambam says. Light mitzvahs, like talking Hebrew. Lemidas Lashon HaKodesh. Simchas HaRegel. He put those together. Simchas Yantif and Lemidas Lashon HaKodesh. He puts together. And then the Rambam says, and this principle of not knowing Matan Zecharin Shel Mitzvahs is the basis for the halachic principle of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Ben HaMitzvah. You're involved in one mitzvah. Oh, the other mitzvahs are more important. No, you can't say that. Osek in one mitzvah, Potter Ben HaMitzvah. That's what the mitzvahs say, Lo Pirei Schar Kalachas Mehen, says the Rambam. Mahu Lefnei Hashem, Kedei Sheneida Ma Mehem Chamuros, Uma Mehem Lamata Hemena. Ela Tziva Lekayim Dvar Ploni, V'Dvar Ploni Lo, and Dvar Ploni, V'lo Hodiya Schar Ezem Yoser, God Lefnei Hashem. Lefichach, and then the mashal is given by the Mefarshim, right? It's like a tree wants all the forests to be harvested. The apples and the pears and everything. Some of them are more valuable than others. I'm not telling you which one, because I need the whole forest to be cut down, to be harvested. Not just one. If I tell you what's most important, you're all going to go to that fruit. Hashem doesn't tell us. He needs all these mitzvahs to be done. Lefichach, roi l'shtalab ben kulan, val yisod hazeh amru, osig mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Lo avchana bein mitzvah shu osig ba, l'mitzvah overis. Lefichach, ein mavirin al ha-mitzvahs. Right, other halachic principles as well. But the Rambam says there, that's only by aseis. By los aseis, we know for sure the differences. By mitzvahs asei, that's where have a enot yadei matan zecharin shel mitzvahs. But when it comes to los aseis, we do. And that's why, for example, the Mishnah says towards the end of Yuma, that if I have to eat something to save my life, and I only have not kosher, So how not kosher? It's better to eat chayve lavin. It's better to eat a pig, right? Pig is chayve lavin than to eat chaylev, non-kosher fat, which is chayv karis, right? If I have to do an aveira, it's better to do less of an aveira, because aveiras we do. That's what the Rambam says. Shekola Torah mimena mitzvah lo sasei. Mitzvah lo sasei hari pirish hakasef. Ha'onesh al kol achas mehen zulasi ma'at. We know the part of Shpirin except for a few. Va'onash b'miksasan misos. U'miksas karis. U'miksas misa b'dei shamayim. U'malkus. U'mena'on shem yadanu. Es kol mitzvah lo sasei mahin asura chamur. U'mahin lamata mizeh. So Rambam says b'feirish. Right, based on the punishment, you know what is more chamur and what is lighter. The heim shmona dargus, and he quotes eight dargus. Right, we mentioned most of them in the Mishnah. What are the eight dargus? Skila sreifa herachenek. That's four. Right, four of the misa b'dei adam. Five kares. Six misa b'dei shamayim. Seven malchus. Eight no punishment. But there are some los haseis that don't get a punishment. La benidik lase. Lav shein don shabbos bezdin. Lav shein b'maisa. Right, some of those. So those are the eight levels of lo sasei, according to the Rambam. So here, in our Mishnah, we have a machlokas, which category of those lo sasei is going to create mamzeris within the world of Arias. So we have the machlokas Rabbi Akiva, all chayve lavin, and Shimon HaTimni only, including chiv kares or worse, and Rabbi Yeshua only misas basin. There is also another important chakira that Rabbi Chanan mentions, in the Kovetz Ha'aris. In Siman Lamed Hey, we haven't done enough Kovetz Ha'aris. That's Rebbe Chanan's commentary on Yevamos, where he has Yesodos on Yevamos. So there he discusses, in Siman Chav Beis, he quotes Siman Chav Lamed Hey. I had two papers here. This is the one that's right. Siman Lamed Hey. Mamzeris is Tolui generally. We paskin mamzeris is tali on tefisas kiddushin. Generally, that's how it goes, and that's why chiv kares is a lack. If I try to marry a woman who I'm chayv kares for, I can't marry them. Eat tefisas kiddushin. If I try to marry my any of the relatives, that's usher for me to marry chiv kares or worse, it doesn't work. If a kohen tries to marry a grusha, that works. He's living in sin, but it works. There is tefisas kiddushin. But if a man tries to marry his sister, he's not married in sin. He's not married. But it's impossible. So those two generally go together. A lack of Tvisas Kiddushin and Mamzeris. The question is, which is the cause and which is the effect? Says Rabbi Chanan. Is it that because there is no Tvisas Kiddushin, that's why, halachically, that would create Mamzeris? Right? Is that the cause? Or what he thinks really is, no, a lack of Tvisas Kiddushin reflects something. Is what we call a siman, not a siba. It reflects something, and that something is the reason that there's mamzeris. What's that something? Status of erva, right? That's how he says. B'had mamzeris tali b'tfisas kiddushin. Yish lafarish. Some could explain the minias hakiddushin hi a siba hagoremes l'mamzeris. The lack of tfisas kiddushin is the cause of mamzeris. O efshar de eino el simin. Or no. A lack of kiddush, a lack of the ability to have kiddushin reflects something. Dehechad lo tafsi ba kiddushin mipnei shehi erva hachanami avan mamzer mipnei shehi erva. Meaning they're both ramifications of the same yesod. This is erva, and therefore there's otvisas kiddushin, and therefore there is mamzeris. Right, they both flow from that. Va'osa hasiba ba'atzma shegoremes lo tafsi ba'kiddushin goremes gamkin shehev lan mamzer. Right, so he thinks those are the other two. And he quotes the books of Raya from Almana l'kohen gadol. The Gemara asks the beginning of Temura, right, that's the sugi of Yavin Mahani, Yavin lo Mahani. The Torah says I can't do something. If I do it, why should it work? Right, if the Torah says it's usher, it shouldn't work. So Almana l'kohen gadol, why does that marriage work? So the Gemara, the answer, the Temura is, but there's no mamzeris. We're going to get to that better on today's daf, right? The Torah's megala that an amana l'kohen gadol does not create mamzeris. So why is that a raya that it shouldn't work? V'hainu di lo tafsi b'kiddushin mishum di lo ve'lo mahani avlan mamzer. Right? Meaning, what is this really saying? That if there's no tfisas kiddushin, so then the vlad would be a mamzer. He says, I think that works better for the first pshat. right? If there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's Mamzeris. But because there is, we know there's no Mamzeris. So must be there is Tfisas Kedushin. Right? That's how those two seem to go together in from that Gemara and Tumura Daf Hey. But he thinks that, a Raya is not that. Because sometimes you have a case of no Tfisas Kedushin for a different reason. What about if we Paskin, if Rachman al-Islan, if a non-Jew lives with a Jewish woman, a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman, that baby is Jewish, not mamzer. That's a machlokas. But we paskin the kid is not a mamzer. Baby's not a mamzer. There's no tfisas kiddushin. A Jew and a non-Jew can't be married. So if you say that tfisas kiddushin causes mamzeris, maybe that's the other shita. But we paskin that there's no mamzeris there, which means it must be rather they both flow from the same reason. And there could be other reasons why there's no tfisas kiddushin. Right? A goy is not an erva in that way. And therefore, that's a different reason why there's no tfisas kiddushin, but there wouldn't be mamzeris either. But again, this is his discussion here. Okay, let's continue now in the Gemara. Ezo mamzer, Rabbi Yossi Rechanina Amar, the Kulam. So where do you know this from? Where do these shitas get their shita from that mamzeris is by Rabbi Kiva Chavi Lavin, Shimon HaTimni Krisus, and Rabbi Yeshua, only Mises Bastin. The Kulam Eishas Av Lamdu, they all learn it from the Isra of Eishas Av. The erva of living one with one's father's wife, right? Even if it's not my mother, right? If a father has a different wife, so that's an issa. Lo yikach ishes eishes aviv, v'lo yigalek kanaf aviv. Right? A pasuk that we have in Kiseitse. So a person is allowed to take his father's wife or reveal the kanaf, the beged, the corner of the beged, so to speak, as a mashal of his father. So Rabbi Akiva doresh. Ma eishes aviv mi. So that's the source. That's next to mamzeris. Lo yava mamzer b'kahal Hashem. Right, the whole parsha there in Kiseitse is next to lo yava mamzer. And keep in mind that's the principle called smuchin. Right, Tosfos points out in Sukkah around the Lamed Aleph or so that hekish is two things in the same pasuk. Smuchin are two things in two psukim next to each other. So even though there's a machlokas in the first four books in the Torah, whether we darshan smuchin in Dvarim, we for sure darshan smuchin. And there are many yesodos of halachas that we have all the time that we darshan smuchin. Here's an example. The pasuk by Mamzer is next to Eishes Av. So what do you learn from there? So Rabbi Kiva says, well, Eishes Av is the most chamor. It's Mises Bezdin. But within that, it's Rabbi Kiva's like, it's also a lav. So Rabbi Akiva Dorish, Ma Eishes Aviv Miuchedes, Shehi Belo Yavo Havlad Mamzer, right? Eishes Av, which is within Lo Yavo, right? There's an Isser. And the Misa is not mentioned explicitly there, as we'll see, Havlad Mamzer. Av calls you Belo Yavo Havlad Mamzer, so sue all. Again, even though Eishes Av is also the Misa, but here it is, he calls it a Lav. Chaim Kadievsky explains. Hativon, says the Gemara, this is what we just referred to. Hari Amon al Kohen Gadol. How about Amon al Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Akiva. Amon al Kohen Gadol is a lav also. Amon al Tikach, and that is, there's no Mamzeris there. Amon al Kohen Gadol, so everybody agrees there's no, Mamzer for a Kohen, if a Kohen Gadol is with an Almana answer. Shanihi Shapirish Bechalol. There the Torah explicitly says that it's gonna lead to Chalol. Chalol is a different status than Mamzer. Chalol can't marry a Kohen, he isn't a Kohen. Right? It says, Lo yikach v'lo yichalel zaro. Carbon Eda quotes it. L'lametcha shezaro chalol v'lo mamzerim. So it's a special clear sakasif that there's, you're right, it sounds like it should be mamzerus, according to Rabbi Akiva's rule, that there's no tfisas kedusha, so it should be mamzerus, but there isn't because the Torah says there's chalala. That's shita number one. Shimon HaTimni, Darash, Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, again, they all learn it from this pasuk. The question is how to understand this pasuk. Shimon HaTimni, Darash, Ma Eishes Av Miuchedes Shechayev Anolav Kares B'dei Shamayim Avlan Mamzer, if Eishes Av, your Chayev Kares, and the Vlad is a Mamzer, Av Kosh Shechayev Anolav Kares B'dei Shamayim Avlan Mamzer, so too, all, that your Chayev Kares, the Vlad would be a Mamzer. So again, the Mefarshim wonder, it's even worse. Again, let's talk about Akiva. This is the most chamor. So the Rebbe Chaim Kadievsky says, Af agav de eishes af af b'misa bezdinu, even though it's a misa bezdin, svir alei de eishes af b'chlal haya, v'yasum naklal lamed alklal kuli yatsa, u'bakares hu shenichlu kal arayas. The way that it's connected to at the end of all the arayas, it says, v'nichrasu ha'nefashos ha'osos. So connecting to all the other arayas is connected on the kares level. Okay, You got to figure it out. The Karban Eda gives a different shot that maybe Shemin HaTimini understands Eishes Av to mean Shomeris Yavam Shel Aviv, right? Which is Eishes Achi Aviv, which is Karis. He comes up with another way of understanding how it is Karis. But again, you gotta work hard. But we know the Yesod. We know the Yesod. And each Mefarish tries to figure out where you learn Karis from. Hativon. So now we have a question on this. Hare Nida. Oh. Nida is an Isser Karis. There's no Mamzeris. But there's no Mamzeris by Nida. So, right, that is, the Gemara says that there's a Chazal say there's a Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that there's no Mamzeris from Nida. Right, anyone who doesn't keep, Halachas Atarsa Mishpacha will create Mamzeris all over the place. Right, so Shan Yehi, Sheikasa Bashir Basar. Says the Gemara, no, Nida's different because Nida is not based on being a blood relative. Unlike all the other Arayas. Right, there's no blood relative. Meaning it's a different type of Isser. What does this mean? This is a major discussion that we've had a few times already in this Pesachta. Is this saying that Nida is a different type of Erva, so it cannot be compared? Or is this saying Nida is not one of the Arayas? Right, at the end, there's a Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says at the end of all the Arayas in Achremos, it lists off, and all of these Arayas, you know, list, Nida is in that package. So Nida has an Isser Kares, but there's no Mamzeris. Hakol Modim. So the question is how to understand this line. Again, it's a Machlokas. Tosfos HaRosh on the first daf in Yevamos, we've quoted it, says, Nida is not an Erva. The Rambam says Beferish a few times, Nida is an Erva. Nida is one of the Arayas. The Rambam said Nida is the only one of the Arayas that you're allowed to have Yichud with. That have Yichud, a husband and wife, can have Yichud with, even though, right, it's only one of the Arayas. So the Rambam says that it is Erev. Again, big topic we've discussed in the past. Rabbi Yeshua Darash. Rabbi Yeshua now darshins maybe the Pashup Shad of Eishes Av. Right? You got to work hard to explain the drushes of Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTimni. But here, Rabbi Yeshua Darash, my Eishes Am Yuched, Shechayev L'Amisa's Bezdin, Favlad Mamzer, Avkosh Shechayev L'Amisa's Bezdin, Havlad Mamzer. Fine. Afagav Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Habalachosu Avlad Kasher, even though Rabbi Yeshua would say, even though Rabbi Yeshua says, Habalachoso, Havlad Kasher, what is that, what is he talking about? Mode, that's what Mefarshim explained, if you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, De'ein Mamzer Elimichai V'Misas Bezdin Va'achoso Bakarisi. Right, Rabbi Yeshua says, Mamzer is only from Chayv Isir, as we said, Chayv Misas Bezdin. Not by Yisurei Karis. So even though Rabbi Yeshua says there's no Mamzeris by Yisurei Krisus, right? Shem Haisa Habal Achoso Avlad Kasher, Modish Shem Haisa Avlad Nekevashi Psula Menakuhuna. Right? She's still what we might call, as the Karban Eda here says, Pagum. She might not be Mamzeris, but she still can't marry a Kohen. Still can't marry a Kohen if she came from that relationship. It is based on a Kavachomer from Amana LeKohen Gadol. Amana LeKohen Gadol, which is a less of an Isser. It's what's called an Isser Sheino Shavu Makol. Doesn't apply to all Jews. Right? If a Yisrael does not have an Isser to marry an Amana. So you see that's a weaker type of Isser. If it's an Isser like Amana Kohen Gadol, that child can't marry a Kohen, then surely Chayvei Krisus can't marry a Kohen. That's a Kavachomer, but again, it's not Mamzeris. Afagav, and we continue also. Afagav, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer. Bishim Rabbi Shimon. Goy ve'ved asher ba'al bas avad kasher. And even though Rabbi Shimon holds, as I said before, a goy that's with a Jewish woman, the Vlad is kasher, there's no mamzeris, modi shemais in a cave, yipsulam in a kuhuna. Same type of, liban. Period. Chad barnash asal gabi de Rav. Somebody once came in front of Rav. Amar, begin the alite ime dahu gavra min armoy. Right? What's the halacha about that man? He's talking about me. Right? Sometimes Ahu Gavra is talking about himself. Right? My father's an Aramean. My mother's a Jewish. So what's my halacha? I'm like kasher. You're kosher. Amalei Rav Chama Bar Gumi, Rav Chama Bar Gumi happened to hear about it, that he said, Hein de'imech rogalecha. You know, run where your feet take you. Adelo yesi Shmuel v'yifselinech. Until, because Shmuel might come and passel you. Right? So he got the psak, so go with it. Because Shmuel holds, like the other Shita, Eved v'akum ha'bal bas Yisrael avan mamzer. So once he got this psak, he said, you know, Rav said kosher, we paskin kosher, and therefore it would be okay. Again, the next afagav. Afagav the Rav Amar Goy ve'Eved HaShemua Bas Yisrael Avad Kasher, Modesh Shemaisa Nekevashi, Psula Menekahuna, as we just as we just said. I think we spoke about this a couple weeks ago. Is there a mitzvah pruvu by having a mamzer? Right? Is there a mitzvah pruvu by having a mamzer? So that's we had earlier. We had earlier in that when we had the Mishnah that says binohu l'chol davar, when we said that if a man has a child, there's no zika of yibum. So the Mishnah said b'chol makom, any type of child. And the Chazal understand that to be mamzer. And then the line in the Gemara was pruvu vilishnia. Right. So what did that mean? You remember the Rashba, the Ritva, the older Rishonim had a Radvaz. What's the girsa of that Yerushalmi? And is it a statement? And is it a question? Right. The Rashba says it's a statement. Right. Pruvu. Yossi pruvu the mamzer. Right. And the Ramah quotes that in the beginning of Evan Ezra and Siman Aleph. Right. The Minchas Chinuch can't believe it. The Radvaz can't believe it. How would you be Marbe Psulim be Israel? And you're, right? He says, Mitzvah Babavera, and the Minchas Chinuch says that, Minchas Chinuch's yard site is, at the end of the Chodesh Elul. So the Minchas Chinuch says that, it must be that Mitzvah Babavera requires simultaneity, right? The Avera was done B'Shaz Bia. The Puruvu was done B'Shaz Leda. So there's not going to be a problem with Mitzvah Babavera. Even though he then throws up his hands, he's like, but I still can't understand it. And I still can't imagine it. But that's the Menachas Chinuch. The Radvaz has a tshuva. He says, how is it possible? But, the Rashba holds that it's true. It's based on that girsa that we had earlier. There's more to talk about there, but let's continue and we'll see if we come back. Why does the Mishnah go out of its way to say the halachas like Shimon HaTimni that go by Chayvei Krisus? Amar Yosi Bar Chanina, why the following? Makom shenichlu kol arayis lehikareis yotzei zeishas av lelamed chalamamzer. Right, Yosi says, Rabbi Chanina says, because all the arayis were compared regarding kareis at the end of Achremos. I mentioned v'nichrasu. It says by all these arayis v'nichrasu, and eishas av is specified there. So you learn related to mamzer, where eishas av is mentioned. The kiseitze is referring to the kareis part of eishas av. Period. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina just explained this shita of Shimon HaTimni in a certain way, and we're going to see he seems to have opposite limudim. Tamanu yalaf le mechlala v'hachu yalaf le miprata. Is he saying that a specific din is limiting a general din, or a general din is widening a specific din? Because he seems to go in opposite directions. Let's explain. Ditani, we quote a brisa that says, talks about the is the chiyuv of chatas, and then we're going to relate that back to our case. So here's the case. Mitzvah Hashem, right? That pasuk is relating to the pasuk of a carbon chatas, right? Perek Dalet in Vayikra, the chiyuv to bring, if I violate an aver b'shogeg, v'im kol adas yisol yishkuv v'ne'elam medavar v'ini ha'egel, v'asu achas b'kol ha'mitzvah shalos mi... No, that's the... I'm just reading the wrong pasuk. B'kol ha'mitzvahs, right? B'kol ha'mitzvahs That's the pasuk by regular chatas. Hayisi omer. So the pasuk says you have to bring a carbon chatas for any avera. Hayisi omer af ochli shkatzim or masim bechlal. I might think even for shkatzim or masim, right? If all chayvei lavin, you're chayev to bring a chatas. Hari ata don lomar. No. Not all. Nemar kan me ene. When do you throw in carbon chatos? Right, even for a lav? Chayvei lavin? No. How do you know that? Nemar kan me ene. It says by here, by one of the chatos, by parhelam davashal sibur. It says me ene. Venemar lahalan. It says by avodah zara me ene. Ma me ene hashemar nalhalan davashachayim nazan shugos achadavah shugos zonah kares. Just like by avodah zara. Avodah zara is chiyav kares. That's where your chayvei chatos. So too by chatas. You only chayv chatas for something that if I would do a b'mezid, I'll be chayv karis. Ima, you're telling me you learn it from avodah zara? Avodah zara is even worse. Ima me'eni shnemer la'alon davar she'ishbo mises bezdin. Af me'eni shnemer kan davar she'ishbo mises bezdin. Maybe you should say that you're only chayv a carbon chatas for an avera that if you would do it b'mezid, you're chayv mises bezdin. Like Avodah Zarah, why limit it to Kares? Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, here's Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. What does he say? Makom, in that context, Makom sheyatzes Avodah Zarah lo lamid al mechuyavin krisus lo yatze ima ela Kares belvad. right? Kares is what's mentioned there in the context of Avodah Zarah, where the Me'ene is mentioned in Bamidbar, right? Avol Misa Makom Acher Basis. You know it's Chayiv Misa's Basis from somewhere else. But the context where we're trying to learn from is where Kares is mentioned. That's why that's all you learn from. Only Averis that are Chayiv Kares. And worse is Chayiv a Chatas. So now let's formulate the question that we have. Michlof Hashidasi Rabbi Yosi Berchanina. Taman Hu Yalafla Michlala. By Mamzeris, what do we say? It's not only Ashes Av, but all Chayiv Krisus. The Klal expands the Prat. It says it didn't buy Ashes Av, and we expand it to all Chayiv Krisus. And here, we're taking Avodah Zarah as a chi of kares to limit the klal. We might have said it by all Mises Basin, but we limit it with the prat to only chi of kares. So it seems to be going in opposite directions. Is the klal expanding the prat? That's what he does by Mamzeris. Or is the prat limiting the klal? That's what he does by Chatas. So the Gemara says, well, it depends on the context. Tamon, nichlu kol, switch that word, ha'averis. Over there, by Chatas, Nichol Kol Averis LaKarban. Over there, the starting point is, okay, it says all Averis, Chatas. You do a sin, all Averis will be included. So that's why you need the specific to limit. Yatas Avodah Zarah, L'Amid Al-Mukhavi Karbana. So it teaches us, no, it's not all. So the Torah starts off with a din that applies to all, so that's why you limit it. Islacha Meimer Hacha Nichol Kol Arayis L'Mamzer. Here, you don't start off with every iser illicit relationship in the Torah is going to be mamzeres. No, you don't start off with that. The din of mamzer is said by the prat in Parshas Kisetze. So that's why the klal elsewhere in Achremos expands it. So depending on where what your starting point is, if your starting point is a klal, then you can have a prat to limit it. If your starting point is a prat, you can have a klal to limit it. So therefore, there's no serious. Okay. Says here the last mission in the fourth parak. Ishtosha Mesa Mutter Ba'achosa. If a man is married to a woman and that woman dies, then he can marry the sister. That's the, as we've said, that's the only erva that changes upon death. Achos Isha. Girshava Mesa. But what if a man divorces his wife and then she dies? Mutter Ba'achosa also there. She's no longer alive. So therefore he can marry the sister. Nises La'acher Vamesa Mutter Ba'achosa. If the woman marries someone else and dies, Mutter Ba'achosa. Lamaisa, if the man's wife is no longer alive, he's allowed to marry the sister. Yevimto Shemesa Mutter Ba'achosa. If a man is Zekukali Yevama, and then she dies, again, Mutter Ba'achosa, then the sister, right, Zeke is not stronger than marriage. So if the Yevimto Shemesa Mutter Ba'achosa, Cholat Slava Mesa Mutter Ba'achosa. If he does Chalitza with her, right, and now Chalutz is Aser, and we learned before, Achus Chalutz also is also Aser, but if a Chalutz dies, Mutter Ba'achosa. This is Lachav Abesa, Mutter Ba'achosa. Again, all these cases. If a man's wife dies, whatever stage, after divorce, after that, if a man's Zakuka dies, Mutter Ba'achosa. Ishto Shemesa, Mutter Ba'achosa, V'chulu. So the Gemara's Bedayik. Is this to tell me that if a man's, Be'ima Aser, right, if a man's wife dies, then he's Mutter to marry his wife's sister, but not his wife's mother. Right, mother-in-law stays. Habi'ima aser. Lo kinam Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Rabbi Lozer Shomeres Yavam Shemesa Mutter Be'ima. Aye, so why is Shomeres Yavam different? Right, we in the Mishnah we parallel Isha and Zakuka. So, but there's a difference in halacha, right? Because if a wife dies, the mother-in-law is still aser. But if the Zakuka dies, the mother-in-law is mutter. No, Ella, is that true? So the Gemara says, "El begin to tanin and chalas lava mesa mutter b'achosa habiima aser l'fum kein tana achosa." Right? It says it to be parallel. But Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achab Shir Belazar says, "Isn't it mutter?" So the answer is no. It only says it to be parallel. But the don't be medayik habiima aser when it comes to shomeres yavam. Right? That din is only by isha, but not by shomeres yavam. Okay. Hadulah Parak Achalus Levimto, and we get to the fifth parak. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Gamliel says this parak is a lot about Maimar. Remember Maimar, Machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says it's all or nothing. One of the other days of the Tanaim said it's all. The Yerushalmi seems to say it has an effect, but not a full effect. The Bavli seems to say Maimar is Drabanan. The Yerushalmi seems to hold that Maimar is Daraisa. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer. We're going to talk about each of these in the Gemara. Ein get achar get. Once a man gives a get, then a get after that, let's say to, he gives a get to one, And from one break, as you get to the first, the get to the tsara would be meaningless because he already, that get is not powerful enough to aser relatives, as we'll see. V'lo maimer achar maimer. We'll have to see what each of these mean. Maimer achar maimer. If a man does maimer to one, the second maimer doesn't have an effect. V'lo bi'ilah achar bi'ilah. If a man does yibum to one woman, then the other yibum, a second bi'ah is nothing. It's actually a sin. V'lo chalitza achar chalitza. After one chalitza is done, the second chalitza has nothing. Has no effect. V'chachamim omrim, yesh get achar get. The yesh maimer achar maimer, it does have an effect. Avalo achar bila v'lo achar chalitza klum. Right? The chachamim say, no. If a person does chalitza, that's done. Nothing else that he does to the other yivamas has an effect afterwards. But if he did maimer, if he did get, those did not fully break or complete the connection. So there is an opening to have an effect after that. As the Gemara will see. Right? Get achar get v'chul. Yivama, so we're going to have this drasha that we already had already once or twice in the Masechta. You're talking about Maimar. Yivama yavo ala azabiyah. V'lekachal olisha zeha Maimar. According to the Yerushalmi, Maimar is based on a pasuk. Yachol kishim shabiyah gomer esbo kachye Maimar gomer ba. You might think just like Yibum is a complete completion of the Zika, so too Maimar. Tamalomar yivama yavo ala v'yibma. What does it say at the end? V'yibma, biya. Eira kalaparsha kula v'yibum. Right, the end of the parsha says you have to yibum habia gomeris ba veina maimer gomer ba. So bia is what's full. Vimkin maho ba maimer. So what does maimer do? Lo shel achin. No, that's if one of the brothers does maimer, then the other brothers are out of the picture. That it's only this brother that could do it. That is Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer ha maimer okone olokone. Maimer does either all or nothing. How does he read the pasuk? My time of the Rabbi Shimon yavama yavo aleha zehabia ulokach alo liisha zehamaimer. That's one way to read the pasuk. That maimer would be everything. Oh, or Reb Shimon says the second half of the pasuk is explaining the first half. It's not a choice. Right? So that's Reb Shimon. Maimer is all or nothing. Reb Lezavan Arach Omer, the third shita. Maimer konekinyun gomer biyavama. Maimer is konekinyun gomer. Remember, Reb Lezavan Arach held that after maimer, all she needs is a get, no chalitza. It's like Yibam, right? My time there, Blazer ben Arach, ulakach alo leisha. So you compare, hare he, Maimer is kikidusha isha. Maimer is like kidusha isha. Ma kidusha isha konen kinyin gamor, af Maimer kone kinyin gamor. So those are the three shitas about Maimer, and the Gemara is going to relate that to the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel. We're in Parak Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Okay, we'll stop here.